We want to welcome everyone here today for our Christmas program, the Christmas Prayer. This is a story about a young man who had a major falling out with his family early on and has not seen them since. And we will follow his steps through the story and see where the Christmas Prayer is.
Some time ago of my brother's passing and have tried with all fortitude to reach out to you sooner, that shame inhibited and pressed upon me in a need which still continues to hide as if some dark creature far away that avoids contaminating that which is pure. John did so much for Dad. It was John that acted as I should have. John stayed. John was loyal, John was steadfast and true, John was honorable and noble. I should have been the one to die, not John. You were right, Mother. When I left, I had no idea how naive and sophomoric I had become, how self-centered and immature I was. The only picture in my vision of the world was one of taking what was mine, selfishly using all those around me as if I was some kind of self-prescribed prince of the world. How self-righteous and stupid I was. I am rightfully so ashamed. Please know that my devotion is to our family and to Father. The world has taught me how small I am and insignificant. Well aware of the likelihood of Father's need of help, I would offer myself as one of his ranch hands and would gladly remain disassociated, far disconnected from any way to embarrass our family. My living at the edge of our land in that old, long abandoned hog shed, if it's still there. The scraps that the swine are fed would be more than enough to keep me alive. I owe a debt to my clan that can never be repaid, but at least I can lay down all of the years remaining of my life in place of John's. Your humbled son, Marcus.
Stood is a young man, a stranger who has come to this small town. He is walking the streets, looking at the decorations and Christmas lights in the windows. He stops to listen to the Christmas music and the joyful noises everywhere.
Christmas is a special time to reflect on Jesus Christ. The wonder of his lowly birth brings meaning to our lives. There really is no other reason we celebrate this day, the birth of God's precious Son and the life he willingly gave. But so much seems to distract us in the bustling of our lives. We lose focus in all the happenings, not knowing we leave out Christ. We lose sight of the true meaning as we endlessly rush about, trying to find that perfect gift. Seems to cloud our Savior out. We need to stop and reflect a while, remembering our precious Lord, his birth, his life, and sacrifice, and all that he stands for. For though the world may celebrate, it seems, for other reasons, let's keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the true meaning of the season.
During the night, many years ago, a young couple arrive in the busy city of Bethlehem during the census registration. During that night, the woman gives birth to a most precious gift, the Son of God.
Tired, weary from traveling, homeless and on their own, needing so a place to rest, they felt so all alone. Mother with child, suffering, needing a place to lay. The newborn king would come, born to the world that day. No room was found in the inn, no shelter from the night. But God provided a star, and many followed the light. Though it seemed a need unmet, God provided that day a stable, a manger bed, and a soft place to lay. He sent angels to shepherds to announce this great birth, a birthday celebration the day God came to earth. Emmanuel was his name, the Christ, the newborn king, Jesus, the promised child, a perfect offering. God provided the angels. God provided the praise. God gave glory to God in the highest, the greatest of birthdays. If God so celebrated the birth of Christ the King, if angels glorified him and many heard them sing, if wise men followed the star bearing gifts of great worth, should we not celebrate the day that Christ came to earth? Is he not worth the honor? For he was born for us. Wasn't he a beautiful gift, a perfect gift for Christmas? Our lights, our candles, our carolers praising, and pageantries of Christmas, our instruments raising. The bells and the whistling, joyful sounds always sung, and Christmas decorations swooping, twinkling, and swung. The evergreen and its lights, the Christmas story read, a birthday celebration, a cake of gingerbread. If wise men followed the star bearing gifts of great worth, should we not celebrate the day that Christ came to earth? Is he not worth the honor? For he was born for us. Wasn't he a beautiful gift, a perfect gift for Christmas?
Thank you.
The star of Christmas is shining. It's shining for all to see. Follow its light to the Savior. Find him in faith. Bow the knee. He's no longer in a manger, nor upon a cruel tree. Death could not keep him in a grave. He is his love won eternally. A Christmas wreath hangs from the cross, a bow on the manger bed. An evergreen tree is now standing below the star up ahead. In Jesus we live forever. Our sins are washed away. God gave us a gift from heaven, that astounding Christmas day. The star of Christmas is shining from pages of love and truth. The greatest gift ever given was written in blood for you.
Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, didn't know who you was. Didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes was blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you was. Long time ago, you was born. Born in a manger low, sweet little Jesus boy. The world treat you mean, Lord, treat me mean too. But that's how things are down here. We don't know who you is. You done told us how we is a trying. Showed us all, even when you were dying. Just seems like we can't do right. Look how we treated you. But please, sir, forgive us, Lord. We didn't know it was you. Jesus boy, born long time ago, sweet little holy child, and we didn't know who you was.
Later, Mary is sitting next to her precious son, talking to him, singing to him.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Thank you.
back to the present time. The young man is back on the streets where the sounds, lights, and joy is just too much for his tortured soul. Distraught, he falls to his knees and cries out to God for forgiveness.
God, forgive me. I've sinned. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew in me a steadfast spirit.
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. Go and seek your family and rejoice.
The young man gets up off his knees, goes to his parents' home, where they're having their Christmas gathering with friends and family. With joy and anticipation in his heart, he knocks on the door.
Mom, God has created a pure heart in me.
Oh my, God's answered my Christmas prayer. I have my son back. He gave me my son back.
Come. We've been preparing a communion with our pastor and all of our friends. Please come and join us.
Can we invite everyone to this table this day? Because this is what Christmas is about, God bringing us together as family, reconciling us to one another, and blessing us. But even as we remember Jesus' birth, we remember the night when he met with his disciples in the upper room before he went to the cross. And we remember how he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it and said, "Take and eat this bread. This bread is now my body that is given for you." Let us share the loaf of life together. And in the same manner, after supper, he took a cup, and he blessed it too, and he said, "This cup is now the new covenant in my blood. This is what I came to do, to bring us all back to God, whole and healed, ready for the love, peace, hope, and joy that this Advent season brings us." May we share the cup of salvation together. The promise of God is still offered to all of us to come back home to God, to find God's love and redemption and acceptance, to once again be part of God's family. Again, we offer you this opportunity to say to God, "Yes, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and now he is the Lord and Savior of my life.